Tarzan of the Apes, brought to you from out the pages of Edgar Rice Burroughs' immortal book. Tarzan feels his hold giving way. The sucking, slithering sand has drawn Tracy down too deeply for the ape men to pull him out. For 2 hours, Tarzan has fought with death. Now every nerve, every muscle, every fiber of his strong body aches and pulses with the unnatural strain. He tries to free his hands. Tracy, feeling the movement, struggles in frenzy, grips more tightly. His nails dig into the ape man's wrists. His glazed eyes stare unseeingly before him. Again, Tarzan tries to free himself from a deathly grip. Again, Tracy clutches at his salvation, Tarzan's arm. With a mighty effort, Tarzan braces himself. His tortured lungs feel the relief of his scream. The shock hits Tracy like a blow. His fingers relax. Clutch again, open and close convulsively, claw-like. They grasp empty air. Tarzan has freed himself. Gasping, he throws himself on the sand. His breath comes painfully. The blood throbs in his temples. Tarzan pulls himself painfully to his knees. Tracy is almost up to his armpits in the sand. Every futile movement draws him deeper, holds him more securely in the treacherous sand. With foam-flecked mouth and bloodshot eyes, writhing like a maniac, Tracy clutches at Tarzan as the ape man staggers to his feet. Tarzan hears the answering call from the tall trees. The apes have heard. Every movement is torture to Tarzan. Every joint is strained and wrenched. He glances at Tracy, feels his side to be sure that his knife is there, and starts for the nearest cottle tree. His fingers are almost numb with pain as he pulls himself up from branch to branch. Up, up, up he goes, sits astride a branch, and hacks the tough joints of a creeping vine. The knife that had so easily killed Horter finds the fibers of the vine a different matter. Tarzan slashes, pierces. The fibers part. The ape man gauges the distance to the ground, drops like a sounding lead from limb to limb, throws himself clear and grasps the broken vine. Side to side, swinging like a pendulum, breaking his fall with feet and elbows, he tears the sturdy tendrils from that clarent tree. Close to the ground, hanging to the vine like grim death, he shoots through the leaves. At last, he reaches the ground. Tarzan points to the vines, then to the quicksands. The smaller apes bound forward, the older take their time. Tarzan leads them to the quicksands. Quickly he passes one end of the vine under Tracy's armpit, throws himself on the ground, reaches out, pulls the vine around Tracy's chest. Tracy's clutching fingers try to grasp Tarzan, but the ape man twists to one side. Tarzan points to the free end of the vine, pulls frantically. The ape swallows you. Tracy yells in agony as the vine bites into his chest. The apes, scattering among themselves, pay no attention to the man, join in Tarzan's new game. The vine stretches, creaks, half oozes out of the fiber. It splits. A horrible sucking sound from the quicksand. Tracy struggles. His feet move. He lunges forward, beats the sand with his fist. The apes reel back. Tracy dances momentarily in midair, falls on the sand, clear of the trap. Meanwhile, aboard the steamer, Snipes, hearing the hammering in the hole, is gone to find Yonk, and Clayton works desperately to loosen the last remaining bolt.
How long, Clayton? I can't hold on.
Just a few seconds, Daddy. Just a few seconds.
Right. Now.
Hey, what's going on in there?
I'll give you 10 seconds, Yont. One more blow of the hammer, and the water goes to the boilers.
Quick, Ben, to the boiler room, and set the valve to the hole.
Not seeming likely, we are. Over the side for me, it is.
That's right, Ben. It's too late. The water's over the pipe now. One blow from the hammer, and we all go together.
Come on, Mike. Yont, you know how to take him. If he saw the water rush out. And then it'll be high enough to let the boilers.
When the door opened, hang on till the first rush of water is over.
Porter!
Yes?
Get a gun, first thing. Stick it in your rib.
All right.
Well, Yon.
No!
Don't move. Professor Porter has an automatic pressed in the small of your back. Now, Miss Porter, are you all right?
Well, yes, I think I am. Yes, I'm all right.
I am a man of peace. But at the present moment, I feel almost tempted to press this trigger.
Oh, you can't do that. Why kill a man in cold blood?
Oh, by Jove. I say, what a crust. Here you jolly well try to drown us. I think I promised to kill you. Now, if one of you makes a move, Yont dies. Now, Yont, I'll let you live. On one condition.
Anything. If the professor here will quit shaking that gun in my back.
Not for a while, Yont. Not for some little time yet. Miss Porter.
Yes?
Take Snipes' gun. He won't mind. Will you, Snipes?
Well, I mean...
Give her the gun, you fool. Do you want to see me killed?
I ain't sure, but what that ain't a bad idea.
Come on. We're wasting time. Yont, where's Mr. Philander?
He's below, in his cabin.
Is he all right?
He's all right. Just
get him up here.
Yes, sir.
And Yont.
Yes, sir.
Get a boat ready.
That's it, mate. Fiddle a boat for them. I'll turn them free.
You'll do as you're told, Yont. Or the professor's finger will itch and...
Anything you say, Mr. Clayton, anything.
Miss Porter, yes. Will you go below, get all your things that you can carry and stow them in the boat?
Yes.
Now, Yont, I want water, provisions, clothes, a good compass, rope, matches, firearms and ammunition.
Yes, sir.
And Yont?
Yes, sir.
Rockets. And be sure they're good ones. White, red, green.
Yes, sir.
And Yont?
Yes, sir.
Not only pistols, but 4 rifles. Now, Yont, order your rats.
Go away there, mate. You heard the gentleman's orders.
Thank goodness.
Well, Tinny Philander, what have you been doing?
Doing? I haven't been doing anything. I've been done too.
Yes, I know. We haven't been able to think of a good name for them either.
Don't you move, Yonk, or I'll shoot.
They locked me in the cabin. Accused me of hiding some map or something. Threatened me with some very refined methods of torture.
No, I think this is all. Why, hello, Mr. Philander.
Why, hello, Jane.
You've brought our hunting clothes, eh? That's the thing, Jane.
And all the spare shoes. We might be able to make some dresses and kilts out of brass. But I like shoes.
I'll relieve you of the gun, Porter. If you go below and get some razors...
I didn't forget them. I went to your cabin, Cecil, and brought your kit.
Oh, good girl.
What's going on here?
That's right, Tilly. While you were loafing...
Now, you listen to me, Professor Archimedes Q. Porter. If it's going to be trouble...
Everything's in the boat, Mr. Clayton.
Fine. Now, Yont, I'll hold this gun on you till Miss Porter, the professor, and Mr. Philander are in the boat. Then the professor will keep you covered till I get aboard. How's that?
But, sir...
Doesn't suit you, eh? Well, we'll row away a few hundred feet, and then you can get out.
But, sir, that ain't right, sir.
What's the matter? Can't you swim?
No, sir. I'm the shark, sir.
Well, that's too bad. Now, swing out the boat.
In you get, Jane.
Yes.
And you... Tinny?
After you, Professor.
In you get, and stop arguing.
All ready, Mr. Clayton.
Right. Lower away! Now, Yon, Your neck.
But I won't.
In, I say.
I'll go.
Blooming coward.
Don't shoot.
You jolly well bet you'll go. Get down that rope ladder. Lively now.
Oh, look out.
Hey, what the?
Mr. Blasted First Officer Captain Young. This is where we get the drop on you. And all of you. Think of how the likes of you was meant to be a skipper. I'll show you.